How big is this Big Wednesday? Air New Zealand boss Greg Foran, good morning.
Morena.
Another milestone day.
It sure is. We're very pleased to be up and running. I'm actually just out at Auckland Domestic Airport at the moment, and it's great to see we've got no tumbleweeds rolling through the terminal, just lots of customers turning up to fly.
Were you concerned about the tumbleweeds?
After almost 120 days, I was beginning to wonder whether we'd be getting up and running out of Auckland again. So, I'm thrilled. We've got about 12,000 people flying in and out of Auckland today. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, in terms of those loads, not just for today, but on the track through to Christmas, how does it compare, Greg, to what we would have seen in the Christmas rush pre-COVID?
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually. So I'm thrilled to see that people are back and travelling. So, you know, we're going to be operating as an airline about 31% higher through this holiday season. That's up to the 31st of January. Specifically through to Christmas, you know, we're going to have probably about 15-20% more people travelling. So well over 300,000 people now are booked to fly between the 15th and 31st, which puts us well ahead of last year for that period. So it just shows that Kiwis want to get out there and reconnect with one another.
As to those 12,000 people flying out of Auckland Airport with you today, do we know what proportion of them have loaded up their vaccine pass on the Air New Zealand app?
I don't specifically, but we turned it on yesterday right through the country to make sure that we were up and ready to go. And of course, Auckland wasn't operating yesterday, but the rest of the country was at full stretch. Just about everyone's got themselves sorted out with the vaccine pass, either on their app or on their phone and stored in a wallet on their phone, and they can use a kiosk. So it's very seamless and it's worked extremely well. And just walking through the terminal literally about 10 minutes ago, our staff are all organised and ready to go and excited. And the customers have really leaned into this. So, you know, by far and away, the majority, I don't know, it would be well in excess probably of, you know, I'm guessing probably about 60-70%.
Yeah. Wellington Airport, Greg, these equipment issues, are they going to pose problems for some of your regional flights today?
Really depends on the cloud cover. So we had some challenges yesterday with low cloud and then the equipment challenge. So we were able to get jets in and out, but not the smaller turboprops. But I was just talking to our chief pilot about 10 minutes ago. And we're feeling okay at the moment. We've got an approach sorted out. So providing we can take that approach, we're hoping that the equipment gets resolved by Airways this afternoon. But we should be able to get all our flights in and out of Wellington at this stage.
Let's talk January. The Cook Islands. How heavy are those bookings?
Very heavy and building. And I actually plan to have a chat with the Prime Minister of the Cook Islands in a couple of days, just to make sure that what we've got lined up in terms of bookings suits him. But people are very keen to get back there. You know, before we had to take the shutdown with the virus, we were running about 230% ahead on Rarotonga. So customers are keen to get there. Mm. We want to make sure we can get them there, but we also want to make sure that we stay linked up with what the Cooks can handle and achieve.
What about for Kiwis and Oz, concerned that the border changes for January 17 are in doubt? Do you share that concern?
Look, that's a decision that really will have nothing to do with Air New Zealand, but a lot to do with the government. At this stage, we're assuming business as usual at this point, and there is demand. We've seen, certainly for the first 2 days, the flights have been booked out, so that's sort of 17th and 18th. There's certainly space available from there on in on some of the flights, but there is some pent-up demand, and fingers crossed, it does proceed, and people who have been stuck there and haven't been able to get back through MIQ can now get back and do the self-isolation. But, you know, our assumption is at this stage, until we hear otherwise, business as usual.
Just finally, Greg, you'll be aware there is quite a lot of industry disquiet over some recent comments by the tourism minister regarding meaningful international tourism maybe not resuming in New Zealand for another 12 months or so. Is there a growing sense, a perception issue that New Zealand is being left behind?
Look, I think what you see with international bookings is people won't tend to make those decisions a week or two out. You know, they plan a fair way out. So if there is not some good clarity around what happens with international borders, then, you know, we do put ourselves at risk of missing out on people in America or Japan or wherever saying, well, gee, I think I'll come to New Zealand next summer. Because they won't make those decisions last minute. They'll plan. And if the rest of the world is open, then they will have a choice to go somewhere else, and New Zealand won't be on that list. So, you know, we've got a little bit of time to get ourselves organised. But, you know, getting into the new year, getting into that first quarter, to make sure that we are up and running as a country in terms of tourism by next summer, we would want to provide clarity to overseas tourists.
Thank you very much, Greg Foran, and Merry Christmas to you and all Air New Zealanders.